Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA. Good morning. Is everybody ready to meditate? All right, the exciting part of your week. Everybody says, you must be kidding. Well, I don't know about you, but my week's not as exciting as yours maybe, but meditation is often the most exciting part of it because so much occurs within and then in the process around you because of your meditations. How many of you are realizing that your meditations are creating change in your life? Yeah, isn't it great? Some of it's a little scary, isn't it? Well, today I want to have us meditate just on the changes that are taking place in our lives. I mean, we all know that there's a tremendous amount of change going on around us, but the important change is what's going on within you and how you respond to what is happening in the world around you, how you affect the world around you. So let's start with our techniques and turn within, because our meditation is a little more than just focusing on our breathing. We use ancient spiritual techniques, and I will be telling you about several of them. The first one and the foundational technique is called grounding. So for your body posture, I'm just going to ask you to sit up as straight as you can so your spine is straight and your energy can move smoothly. And have your hands sitting on your lap and your feet separated. And just close your eyes because that helps you tune into you. We're such visual creatures that we go right out through our eyes to whatever we're viewing. So right now, close your eyes and turn within and view yourself, because that's what it's all about, you. Take some nice deep breaths and just relax your body. Now, your body is your vessel, and you are spirit. You are part of the divine force, or the cosmic consciousness, or God, whatever word you want to use. It has no name, so we'll just pick whatever word we want to talk about this great force. And a part of that is within you when you come into your body. And it's important for you to be aware of your power because you have a great deal of it and how you use it, both within and around yourself. One of the best things that we have to help us deal with all this great power that we have as spirit is our grounding. So would you please be aware of the area near the base of your spine? Located here is what we call the first chakra. It contains all of your information about how you, the spirit, want to create in your body and on planet Earth. So allow yourself to create a flow of energy from this particular chakra and let it flow through all the material world, your chair, the floor, the layers of the earth, until that grounding cord has connected you to your body and you and your body to the earth. Again, focus on taking some nice deep breaths and just relaxing the body with being grounded. Many bodies have to adjust to the presence of spirit when you begin as spirit to put your attention back on your body. It might say, oh, thank goodness you're here, you're taking care of things, I can't deal with this by myself. Or it might be saying, go away, I'm doing just fine, I've been doing fine for 50 years. Breathe in, breathe out, and allow the body to be comfortable with grounding. Notice how grounding affects your body. By being grounded, you're creating a safe place for yourself, both yourself, the spirit, and your body. Now, next, I want you to be aware of you. You can see yourself in this world as a bright spark of light. Allow that bright spark of light that is you to be above your head. You're outside of your body at this point. That's one of the things we use grounding for, to keep the body safe when we're not in it. Now allow yourself that bright light to come to the top of your head. Just sit there a moment. You may feel a warmth or a tingling or just a presence of yourself. Now allow that bright light that's you to come through the top of your head into the center of your head, a little above and behind your eyes. And say hello to your body. Allow the body to say hello to you. Be aware of the body around you. Let the body be aware of your presence there in the center of your head. Spirit and body are different. Spirit and body are pretty much opposite. And this is one of the great confusions that people have in all religious and spiritual studies. They often get body and spirit confused. Spirit is immortal. Body dies. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of being in the center of your head. You are the light and the life of your body. Allow your body to feel your presence. Now, I want you to be aware of how much change is going on in your life. Remember, we're spirit. There are no limits of time or space or mass. There are no limits for us. Bodies, however, live in the physical realm and have all the limits of the physical world, time and space and mass. And they have all these wonderful attributes like emotions and intellect, pain, all the fun things, joy. And we're here in this body to experience, to learn, to grow, and also to share, to teach. So allow yourself to be in the center of your head and be aware of your body and its purpose for you. For one thing, it's allowing you to experience all the things that the body can experience. Now, change. We've mentioned that body and spirit are very different, and they relate to change differently. You, the spirit, change constantly. Change is not a big deal to you. Change is just so exciting. It's just part of your creative process. However, to the body, it loves those old slippers. It loves that old t-shirt because it's so soft. Bodies aren't as fond of change as you are. So be in the center of your head and be grounded and have a little talk with your body right now about all the change that's occurring within it. What's its main emotion about that? Is it happy about it? Is it scared? Get to know your body. Now, your grounding can be used for releasing energy as well as connecting you to the planet. So if you find that there's any excess emotion that you do not want, allow it just to flow down your grounding cord. Maybe you find some fear in the body because you're changing jobs and it's not quite sure how everything will work out. You can let any excess fear go down your grounding cord. All of a sudden, you, the spirit, have a little more control in relation to your body. Maybe you have a situation that you're trying to figure out, and it includes change. Maybe you're trying to figure out where to move, or figure out whether to be with these people or not, or figure out whatever. Be aware if you have any excess intellectual energy that's making you feel like the little mouse running around and around and around the wheel. Allow the excess intellectual energy to flow down your grounding cord relating to change. Some changes, it's difficult to figure it out intellectually. Sometimes you simply have to allow yourself to listen to you, the spirit, and respond. Breathe in, breathe out. Allow you, the spirit, to begin to consciously communicate with your body. And use your grounding to release anything interfering with that communication. Because when you are changing as rapidly as we all are on planet Earth, it's important to have an open communication between you and your body. To know what's happening with your body and to be aware that it's not you. You're not afraid of death. Your body's terrified of it. Breathe in, breathe out. I like light subjects, huh? Well, we're having all kinds of entertainment on the political front. Find some amusement about how you're responding to that. And allow some of your emotionality to leave your system. Communicate between you, the spirit, and your body about all the changes. Be aware of how it affects you and how you want to relate to the world. It's all up to you as spirit, unless you allow the body to be in charge of your processes of change. Now remember, the body operates and communicates with emotions and the intellect. What happens when you rise above that? You, the spirit, are in the center of your head, perceiving the world from a spiritual perspective, a neutral perspective. And the emotionality and the intellectual energy of the world around you doesn't affect you so much. Breathe in, breathe out. Change. When I say the word, how does your body respond? Do you need to increase your grounding? Oh my gosh, I just can't take any more change. Oh yes, you can always take more change. This is a planet of change. I once had a lady at a meditation, and I was talking about changes, and she said, I don't like change. I said, well, you're in the wrong place, and I don't mean CDM, I mean planet Earth. This is a place we come to change. Give yourself permission to meditate on a change you are making right now in your life. It doesn't have to be a physical one. It could be a spiritual one. Whatever. What's the main thing that comes into your awareness about the main change you're making in your life? It could be learning to meditate. Remember to breathe. Bodies really need oxygen. And I'm going to give you a couple of minutes of silence just to communicate with yourself about this major change. How does this change affect your body? I know I'm going through a particular change that scares my body, so I have to talk to it about this change. Being grounded and centered is very important during times of change because it reassures your body. Another thing that can help a great deal in your process of change is present time. Present time is so easy. Listen to your heartbeat. Listen to your breathing. Experience the air going in and out of your lungs. That's it. Pay attention to the process of the body. And that will automatically bring you into the present. Because bodies are always in the present. Isn't that great? Of course, we as spirit are very creative. We can be all kinds of places. But allow you, the spirit, to be in the present. Tune into the body. How is this change you're creating affecting your body? I was talking to a friend the other day, and he's going through some major spiritual changes. And I was talking to him about how much information he was going to bring into the body at any one period of time, and he meditated on it and realized he could slow the process down a little bit rather than terrifying his body about making such drastic change so rapidly. So right now, again, be aware of your change and how you want to approach it. And give yourself permission to be in present time. All things are possible in present time. Anytime you're focused on the past or the future, you're not paying attention to your body. So be grounded and centered and focus in the present on your change. And again, I'm going to give you a moment. Use your grounding to let go of any frustration you may have about manifesting this change immediately. That's possible for you, the spirit, but remember, bodies require time. So be in the present and allow the time your body needs for whatever change you're creating. Now, there's another thing that we often run into when we're dealing with change, and that is resistance. I don't want to change. I don't want to do that. I don't want to throw away those slippers. I want you to notice if there's anything in your life right now that you're resisting. I don't want to do that. Probably something that for you is inevitable, so you'll draw out whatever the issue is by resisting it. Tune into one thing for yourself right now and use your grounding again. Use it to release any resistance you have to this change. Don't notice how the body feels as you are communicating with it, as you are assisting it in relation to the change, instead of trashing it for not being so perfect all the time. Now, someone asked me this morning about Jesus and what I thought of him. And I said, well, I believe he's probably one of the greatest teachers that hit the planet. And I believe he came to teach us that we're spirit in a body, just like he was. Unfortunately, quite a few people got caught on wanting to worship him rather than worshiping God and didn't get the point that we're all spirit. We're in a body, just as he was. So I would like for us to meditate on talking to him about change, because if any soul ever experienced change in a lifetime, it was Jesus. He was persecuted from the very beginning. And that creates for a lot of rapid change in your life to keep the body alive. So breathe in, breathe out, and say hello to Jesus. Allow yourself to be in the present with this great soul. And receive a hello in return. Then go ahead and talk with Jesus about change for you. Talk to him about your changes. Remember to breathe and ask Jesus for a healing. Yes, you can receive from this great soul at any time, any place. Learning to receive is part of our process on earth. How can we accomplish what we're here to do without receiving from the cosmos? It's a challenge if you're not in touch. Use your grounding to let go of any interference to receiving. Maybe that's your big change, learning to receive. All right. Release energy down your grounding. And thank Jesus for the healing and the communication and let go. He's here all the time. All the great teachers have agreed to be here, focused on our planet and those of us who are working here, so that they're accessible to us at any time and any place. So if you ever feel lonely, let that go down your grounding cord, because there's no need for it. There's always help. Now, let's do what we say we think is the most important thing of all, and that's our communication with what we all call God, the cosmic consciousness. So let's use another technique and create a bright gold sun above your head. And allow that gold energy to flow to your body, through the top of your head and through your body. Let it flow all the way through you and all the way to the center of the earth. So there's a column of gold energy moving through you. We sometimes call this Christ Force energy. It's neutral, it's healing, it helps raise the vibration of the physical body to make it easier for us as spirit to move into and use the body. Then as a group, we're just going to bring a gold energy through the whole room and let it flow to the center of the earth. Then I'd like for you, from the center of your head, to say hello to your God. Notice I do not define God for you. Say hello to your God and receive a hello in return. I'm going to give you a few moments of silence. Meditate on change with your God. And again, allow yourself to receive. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of releasing any excess energy down your grounding cord. You can bring your vibration to a level that's comfortable both for you and for your body. You can let the gold energy flow into the planet. You may want to wiggle your foot or pat your knee to help you bring your attention back to the physical world. And when you're ready, sit up. Say hello.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.